Specialty dairy company A2 Milk has stormed to a record profit on the back of surging demand for its infant formula, but has failed to impress investors. The company's profit for the June year rose by nearly half to just under $288 million, while revenue rose more than 40% to $1.3 billion. Earnings were boosted by strong demand in Australia and China and growth in new markets such as the United States. But there was a big rise in its spending on marketing, up more than 80%. Managing Director Jane Herdlicker says the company has had to spend to support sales growth and market share.
We need to build brand awareness in very big consumer markets, and that's just going to take investment. We have a brand that resonates well with consumers. We have the highest loyalty of any brand, infant formula brand, in the market in China. And building brand awareness and trial is a really important part of our future. So we've got to invest to do that.
So where's the growth going to come from your point of view? What are you concentrating on?
Well, China and the US are two biggest markets, and they're the two biggest consumer economies in the world. And we're very focused on ensuring that we deliver to our potential in both of those markets. We've spent quite a lot of time this year making sure we really understand consumers and what matters to them, where they like to shop, why they like to shop in various channels, to ensure that we're doing the right mix of things to get our product where it needs to be to engage consumers.
A2 Milk Managing Director Jane Herdlicker, who also says there are no plans to start paying dividends, even though the company is debt-free and has cash reserves of $465 million. She was talking there with business editor Giles Beckford. And as we said, the share market was unimpressed, A2's share price plunging as much as 15%. Brokers say the price had been inflated by expectations of higher profits and revenue, both of which fell short, while the increased spending on marketing also dented optimism. Ms. Herdlicker says investors should have no quarrel with the quality of the result.